if
that the only boat that had carried a name that mm-hmm. I know we referred to those to the long ones, you know, mm-hmm. the narrow ones is river boats.
Yeah.
But
will a river boat have pointed end?
Yeah, a lot of them did. But some of them didn't, you know, they was blunt nose, and but the front was up out of the water.
Mm-hmm. What would what might a woman wearing over her dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
If you sign your name, you might use maybe a writing, something to write with. You call that
a pencil.
And if it has ink in it, you might call
a pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you might use a
pen, safety pen.
Soup would usually come in
cans.
If you didn't have shingles on a roof, on a barn or something like that, you might just, it might have a kind of roof that might make a lot of noise when it rains. What would you call it?
Tin roof.
A dime is worth 2 nickels or...
10 cents.
What would you put on if you were pretty well dressed? Say if you were maybe going to church and... or to a wedding or something.
A tie.
Uh-huh. And if it were in the winter, what might you wear?
Coat.
What would you call all of this together, coat and tie? And
a suit.
What would you call the bottom part of the suit?
Pants.
If you were going to do some, if you're going to do some pretty heavy work around your house or something like that, what might you put on? Just some old clothes?
Coveralls.
What would be the difference between coveralls and overalls? Or would there be any...
opinion.
Uh-huh.
Coveralls, usually the ones... usually you've got zippers or either buttons in the front and they have sleeves in them.
Mm-hmm.
Old coveralls has a bib on the front,
mm-hmm.
and suspenders
mm-hmm.
over, goes over your shoulder, open down the side.
Mm-hmm. If your old suit wore out, you might go to a store and buy a
new one.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, I just bought a new
suit.
If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it might make them
bulge.
If you put a wool sweater in hot water, it might
shrink.
When the girl is going out to a party, if she's getting ready, and say she likes to look in the mirror a lot and pay a lot of attention to herself, what would you say she's doing? If she were, say, a girl, she likes to look in the mirror a lot and get herself ready, things like that.
Oh, I don't... primp. I have to stop and think.
I know what you mean. Well, so a lot of words like primp maybe you wouldn't use a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, you have to, you know, and some words, I guess, I don't know, you might use every once every 5 years or something.
Yeah, that's true.
And